Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
One of the things we want to get straight to is a recent attack, a terrorist attack in Jerusalem, one of which that we haven't seen for over a decade. It was a bomb attack that was on a bus where 20 people were wounded, and it caused another bus to catch fire. This is a tragedy, and our hearts go out to all the Jewish people because it just alarms every single person, and particularly those that are wounded. And I want you to see what is unfolding right now in Jerusalem. Watch this.
That's right, Pat. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to hold responsible the people behind Monday's bombing. That attack injured at least 20 people and destroyed two buses. And it comes against the backdrop of a wave of Palestinian attacks in the last 7 months, mostly stabbings, shootings, and using cars as weapons. Chris Mitchell brings us the story from Jerusalem.
Moments after the explosion, police and emergency medical teams rushed to the scene of the attack.
We're about 100 yards or so from the incident that took place, where one Jerusalem bus exploded and set a second bus nearby on fire.
It took Jerusalem police time to determine exactly what happened.
The facts are, there was an explosive device that went off inside a bus, and there are wounded people. There are many other subjects we need to investigate. I imagine that within half an hour, maybe more, we'll be able to definitely identify who laid down the device, who's behind it. We're hearing all sorts of claims of responsibility by groups for this incident.
The attack represents the first bus bombing in Jerusalem in more than 10 years. One of the last ones, marked by this memorial, took place here in 2004. At the time, Palestinian terrorists frequently targeted buses, and Israelis hope Monday's attack won't be the beginning of a new wave of terror attacks against those buses. The attack also came as Israelis are preparing for the Feast of Passover. Meanwhile, Palestinians in Gaza passed out candy celebrating the attack. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine called it a positive and important development of the Intifada. Chris Mitchell, CBN News, Jerusalem.
This is just a tragedy. We want to encourage you, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. When I first saw this attack, it reminded me of a couple things. One was when I was in Israel, I remember that these bombings, these particular bus bombings, were so prevalent that was a concern for those of us that were traveling in Israel. In fact, I was holding my backpack in a different way, out of just concern that maybe someone could even slip something in a backpack. You saw people leaving backpacks everywhere, and in particularly in buses. And it also reminded me of a vision that the Lord gave me, a night vision, where I was in a studio, actually, a television studio, and across the wire, some information came across that there was a bus bombing in Israel that took the lives of 600 people. Listen, we want to pray that this is not a new wave of attacks against Israel now using bus bombs. And we want to pray that this doesn't come to pass. Oftentimes, God will show us something prophetically as a warning so that we can actually pray against it. So we want to just encourage you to pray with us that this is over and that the people that did this will be brought to justice.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.